This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition. We're here in the studio with you. We are not taking the weekend off because it's New Year's. It is New Year's weekend, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, and we hope that, of course, you have a happy New Year's. 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. And you, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those. They're on us, freetalklive.com. We're starting things out by going to the phones, because this is the show about your calls. So let's talk to Ryan in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just walked up and down several busy streets in Dallas today looking for cigarettes. People say that the new tax is going to get people to quit smoking. Well, then tell me why everybody was sold out of all the brands I wanted today. Everybody's stocking up, and it took me quite a while to find anything.
Wow. You're talking about the 343% increase in taxes that's going to be taking effect as of, I believe, Monday morning. In the entire state of Texas, a 343% increase. They're taking it from 41 cents per pack on the state level to $1.41 per pack.
Right. So that comes up to a $25 carton of cigarettes, now going to be $35. That's a real increase.
Yeah, it is a real increase. And they seem to really believe that this is going to keep not only adults from smoking, but also kids from smoking. Now, I don't know
I don't believe that for 1 second. The last thing they want is for that to happen because they're using this money to offset other taxes. If people quit smoking, they're broke and we'll end up with an income tax in the state.
Well, that's true. I'm sure what they're doing is they estimate the number of people that they expect to quit smoking will be far less than the number of people that will continue smoking. I think it was only like 100,000 people that they estimated would quit. They also estimated 200-something thousand kids would so-called never start because of the increased prices, which is just absurd. I mean, I don't know how old you were, Ryan, when you started smoking cigarettes. Do you remember that?
I was actually 19.
19, okay. So technically not a child, but a very young person. But a lot of kids start when they're 15, 14, 13. And in those cases, especially at 16, when you can have a job as a kid, it's no big deal to buy cigarettes. I mean, you don't pay rent, you don't pay the power bill, you don't pay the cable bill, you got nothing but disposable income. I don't think an extra buck on top of the pack of cigarettes is really going to be a major factor in a child's decision to smoke.
Not to mention that, but actually cigarettes themselves, without the taxes, have gone down in price over time.
Okay.
Like so many things have. You look at computers, you look at plastic crap you buy at Walmart. If you look at a bottle of alcohol, I remember when I had gone in high school, I used to use alcohol to clear the oil off my face. It was 99 cents. I went to Walmart a month ago to buy alcohol so that I could clean some copper, and it was 79 cents.
Yep,
now,
right.
I'll tell you what, that 99 cents I spent in 1987 or whatever it was worth a heck of a lot more than that 79 cents that I dished out for the alcohol at Walmart.
It's true.
Cigarettes have gone down in price, and the only thing that has increased them in price currently is all the taxes that we've added on to them since the 80s.
Now, Ryan, I mean, I presume since you're a smoker, you know other smokers. How are they responding to this?
Well, I have a good friend who lives, this household is three people, they all smoke. Imagine their budget, they're going to have to make room for $1,000 a year just in that increased tax.
Wow, how many packs do they smoke a day?
A pack a day smoker that's $365 a year. They got three of them in the house.
Oh, I
imagine
see what you
how
mean.
That's going to impact them.
$1,000 between the three. I got you.
Now I can just hear the people out there the smoking Nazis. I can just hear them. Well, just quit then. Well, what I would say to those people that said that is, who the hell are you to tell somebody else to quit? Now, as far as I'm concerned, you are the sovereign king in your domain, and if you're at your home, nobody should be able to smoke in your house. If you're at a restaurant that you own, you should be able to tell nobody that nobody's allowed to smoke in that restaurant. You can have a non-smoking restaurant
That's the way it ought to be. You're right about that.
But I'm supposed to be the sovereign king in my domain. And if I want to smoke in my house, who are you to tell me otherwise? Who are you to levy taxes against me so that I won't smoke for my own good? Are you my mom? I don't think you are.
Now, Ryan, when you were talking with your roommates about their budgets and everything, were they just kind of griping about the fact that they're going to have to find the extra cash, or were they sort of maybe leaning towards quitting? Do you think that the government, that they might actually quit as a result of this, as the government believes some people will? How exactly are they handling it?
No, I don't have any roommates. I live alone. It was friends of mine that I was talking about.
Oh, sorry about that.
But what they're going to have to do, they're talking about, we're probably going to have to get the cable cut off if it gets too
wet. They're pretty serious about those cigarettes, aren't they?
Yeah, it's an addiction, you know? It comes first for some people.
You know, and the thing is you can't bring somebody else to a point in their life where they're going to quit something.
They have to be ready.
They have to bring it on themselves. Yeah. And, you know, all this is going to do is bring hardship on...
It's going to impoverish cigarette smokers even more so than they already are.
What about the families of cigarette smokers? I mean, what about kids that don't get to enjoy, I don't know, let's say Little League practice?
How about no more Christmas toys? How about no more Christmas gifts? No more birthday gifts?
Because mom has to have her Smokies.
Right.
I'll tell you what. I mean, I've had renters, and you know, many of them smoked, and I've had experiences with those renters where they couldn't pay their rent. But they can sure buy cigarettes.
Hey, Ryan, have you considered the online option? Have you priced around on the internet, maybe on cartons that way? That way you can maybe perhaps avoid the Texas tax.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to switch to American Spirits, not only because I can get them shipped in, but they're one of the only major corporations that contributes to libertarian causes.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's fantastic.
There's their plug.
So what do you get a carton of those for in comparison to what you would pay locally?
About $20 with shipping.
That's not too shabby.
As opposed to in a store here, today I saw them priced at almost $30. So a carton will be $40 in 2 days.
You know, I don't think Amazon sells cigarettes, but it's definitely worth looking into. I don't know if they do.
They should now.
Yeah. All right, Ryan, any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, one other thought. Saddam Hussein was executed today. Same, a lot of his accomplices never came up on charges. You know, the people who gave him the weapons and, you know, gave him the blessing to gas her.
You mean the United States?
Yeah, Donald Rumsfeld, George Bush, all his accomplices in that.
Yeah,
that's just my thought.
Saddam was the fall guy. You're right about that, Ryan. Thanks for the call, man, and good luck with the cigarettes in 2007. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. If you're somebody who supports increasing cigarette taxes because you believe it's going to help people quit,
call and tell us why.
I would like for you to explain it at 800-259-9231. Now, I'm not a cigarette smoker. I've never smoked a cigarette in my entire life, but I absolutely...
Never? You've never smoked a cigarette?
Never. Not once.
Wow.
I absolutely support the right of individuals to decide what they want to put into their bodies. And, of course, some of these cigarette banning types, these cigarette Nazis out there, would like to see them outlawed entirely. I don't remember if it was the California Surgeon General or the National Surgeon General. One of them came out and it basically said that eventually he'd like to see a law passed outlawing cigarettes.
Yeah, I'm sure they would.
Which, of course, is just absolutely insane.
Well, you know, I was talking today with a friend of mine about the foie gras ban that's going on in Chicago. They've banned stuffed... goose livers.
Thankfully, it's being ignored by the business people.
It is, but, what it just goes to prove is prohibition doesn't work. And I don't care if prohibition's alcohol, marijuana, or foie gras.
Or cigarettes.
I mean, the fact is, they started, cigarettes. They started the war on drugs in the early 60s. They started outlawing, really going after the drugs in the early 60s. And since then, marijuana smoking is up by like 7,000%.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of luck have they had with this crap?
And
poor foie gras up, what did you say, 10 times the consumption of foie gras?
There are more people ordering foie gras in Chicago than ever before.
Than ever before. Why? Because they've prohibited it. And they wonder, and you and I speculated on the air, we should have some foie gras.
Right.
Simply to find out what this crap is.
You know who I really feel sorry for, or in Texas at least, with this new cigarette tax increase, is the business owners. I mean, the consumers are going to do what they got to do to get their hands on the cigarettes. And in Ryan's case, that means ordering from online. And that means that whoever his friendly neighborhood convenience store operator is going to be losing those sales that he was getting before the cigarette tax increase. And that's going to be statewide. People are going to just start ordering from elsewhere. importing them from other states. 800-259-9231. Your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. Looking for a goody-two-shoes to call in tonight to tell us about why you think that cigarettes should be outlawed. Come on, I know somebody out there within the sound of my voice actually believes that, in their heart of hearts, believes that it'd be good for America if we'd just outlaw those pesky cigarettes, right? 800-259-9231. As always, I predict that you probably won't call in because you're, well, a little coward.
Well, the reason...
defend yourself.
The reason is because they have the... they intend to use the power of the law They don't care what the reasons are that you think that cigarettes should be legal and that people should be free to smoke them if they feel like it. They just want them outlawed. And they will use guns and cops and whatever it takes.
They know what's best.
In order to enforce this.
This one.
And I'm telling you, what's going to happen is then there's going to be a black market in cigarettes.
Oh,
you're darn
absolutely
sure
right.
There is. And then there's going to be people gunned down in the streets. There's going to be children left, fatherless or motherless because of these stinking laws.
And then we don't have to go all the way to a total ban, a total prohibition, in order for the black market to come about. All you have to do is just keep increasing the taxes. The more you increase the taxes, the higher prices the cigarettes go, the more likely black marketeers are going to step into the game and undercut the legit market's prices. 800-259-9231 if you want to advocate for a cigarette ban. I'd love to hear from you. By the way, this is Free Talk Live, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 160,000 posts for you to surf around through. There's a lot to talk about on the Free Talk Live BBS. Like everything else on our website, it is totally free. So head over to bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066.
As we go to the phones, to the fun, Chris in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Chris. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? I just stumbled on your station. This is the first time I've actually heard you guys, but I actually caught the part where you said that. And I'm not for banning cigarettes by any means, but it does affect. I don't smoke, and it affects my pocketbook because I'm self-employed and I pay a lot in insurance. And I can guarantee you, if there weren't people smoking, my insurance would be a lot less. And you talk
why?
About how they because the insurance premiums go up because people have lung cancer, everything that's caused by smoking, and then there's secondhand smoke. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying that they should outlaw it, but I'm telling you that it affects other people outside. You do it inside your home, and it still affects my pocketbook because I pay a lot in insurance premiums, and they've gone up considerably, more
okay,
than
Chris,
the taxes on cigarettes do.
You do have a point that you've made, and I can't entirely discount it, but I can discount it greatly. First off, the problem is regulation. Let's say regulate cigarettes. Now you're not taking that firm stand, but let's say that you want to regulate cigarettes. The reason for the problem with insurance is insurance regulation. If insurance companies were allowed to do business however they wanted to in the state, you could have an insurance company that didn't accept smokers. So therefore,
let me give a real life example here from the driver's world, from driver's insurance. There are companies like Response and Progressive that either don't accept essentially irresponsible drivers, people with bad records, or really jack up the rates for those people in order to dissuade them away from their company. So that already exists in another insurance industry.
So you would have insurance companies that you would then not have to pay for these smokers. And secondly, smokers pay increased rates. I can tell you, I smoke cigars, and because of the cigar that I enjoy daily, I have to pay the smoker rate as opposed to the non-smoker rate, because if I happen to get lung cancer, they're going to say, well, you're a smoker and you lied to us. So I have to pay that smoker rate, and my rate's significantly higher than yours. So I think I'm covering my lung cancer possibility.
Yeah, but you're covering it, but still, I mean, it's insurance premiums still have, that's why they're so high, is they have to cover other people's existing
by law,
conditions.
You mean. By law.
Correct.
Okay, that's the problem. The problem is with the law, and good luck with the kid. Thanks for the call.
Sorry
appreciate
about that.
No problem, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231. So the problem isn't with insurance. The problem isn't with smokers. The problem is with mandates and
regulations.
And regulations imposed by force on insurance companies.
Once you impose one regulation, then another regulation has to go in play and in play and in play.
And there's
because
a lot of them that
if
are
you want to regulate cigarettes a little bit, then you might as well regulate them a lot. And he brought up secondhand smoke.
Right.
And, that's going to, at that point, once you bring secondhand smoke into the scenario, then you just got to regulate smoking out of existence. Nobody's allowed to smoke anymore because, well, somebody might breathe that stuff in and get lung cancer.
Which, of course, is insane.
It's ludicrous.
It's not going to go away just because you outlaw it.
The EPA study on secondhand smoke has been disproven over and over again.
But it's
a big
to be
lie
accepted.
Because people want to accept it. Non-smokers, which are in the majority, want to accept that secondhand smoke is bad because cigarette smoke stinks. And it does.
Sure.
I don't like the smell.
I'm no fan. I don't let my roommate smoke cigarettes, but he doesn't smoke them inside my house.
No, and I don't go to a restaurant where I have to eat and there's a bunch of people smoking. I don't want that crap.
If we just would allow the marketplace to handle it, I think everything would be just fine with the smoking issue. If you don't want to go where there's smoke, don't go to the bars where there's smoke. If you don't want to go to and eat somewhere where there's smoke, don't go there. And, better yet, not just don't go there, but pick up your phone or go in person and talk to the manager. Probably go in and pick up the phone probably best if you're really sensitive to smoke. But pick up the phone, talk to the manager of the restaurant that you would normally enjoy eating at were it not for the cigarette smoke, and say, hey, Mr. So-and-so manager, you know, I really like your hamburgers, but I don't like the atmosphere, and I'll be eating over at your competitor's place until you ban smoking from inside your restaurant. And if enough people do that sort of thing, then you're going to see a major change. In fact, you've already seen it happening. Restaurants in a lot of states that don't have the smoking bans have already shifted in that direction. They've already either completely minimized the smoking section or abolished it outright entirely, especially the family restaurants.
Right. Here on Free Talk Live, we do not advocate smoking. We advocate personal responsibility.
Property rights.
Be responsible for yourself. If you don't like smoking, please don't go to restaurants, a restaurant that somebody else owns, and, you know, demand that everybody not be allowed to smoke in the streets and in the restaurants and everywhere simply because you don't like the smell of it.
Let's talk to Eric in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's your night?
Hey,
great. What's on your mind?
Well, I would have to partially agree with what you're saying. I mean, with the cigarettes and stuff, I mean, yes, you can. It is everybody's right to put whatever they want into their body. But
then
it's also my right not to have to pay for their medical expenses when they go and claim Medicare because they've gone flat broke. And
I totally agree. This is why we need to get the government the heck out of the healthcare business.
It sounds to me like you disagree with Medicare not smoking.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm with you. I hate Medicare. Let's get rid of it.
Unfortunately,
let's ban Medicare.
Well, unfortunately, neither the Republicans or the Democrats are ever going to come to the table with a proposal to end Medicare. As much as you and I might like that to happen, that's going to have to come from a third-party organization. I know we're not going to cut you short, so hang on, Eric, if you got more for us. 800-259-9231. I wish that somebody would have the courage to stand up and say, hey, enough with this socialist redistribution of wealth. This isn't a communist country. Let's end Medicare and welfare and allow people who care to help others on a voluntary basis. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition. In the studio, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. And I did promise that I would get the new Shriners up by the end of this year. There's two of them waiting in the wings. And so if you want to know when the Shrine has been updated, you should get on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it is totally free. Updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. And if you go to freestateproject.org and take a look at the First 1,000 Pledge, you'll find that we are within, less than 15 signers away from making this happen?
We are striking distance with making it happen, and you know, that I would encourage anybody who wants to enjoy liberty in our lifetimes to go and right now to freestateproject.org/first1000. That's FIRST1000 and sign up for it, because this is what you can do to bring liberty back to America. If you don't like all the regulations the government puts on us,
mm-hmm.
well, here's something you can do.
Right, because you can call your representative and complain
right.
about the regulations, but there's no way your reps are going to go to Washington, D.C. and actually put in any sort of meaningful legislation that will reduce the size of the government.
They don't care about you.
Republicans had a decade.
They don't care about you. They care about the lobbyists.
Right.
Our politicians
and their power
care about lobbyists and power and money.
And rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies, and that's all that politics is about. It's not about your freedoms. And so that's why we're getting together with as many liberty-loving people as possible here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You and I, Mark, we're couple of the first signers of the First 1,000 Pledge. We're also early movers. We went ahead and moved anyway, whether or not the First 1,000 Pledge actually made it to 1,000 signatures. And we're here. And we're here with hundreds of other people that have taken the pledge themselves and have already moved as part of the early moving process in the Free State Project, and we want you to be one of those people as well. By the way, the Free State Project's first 1,000 pledge ends as of less than 24 hours from now. We are at less than 24 hours time. It ends at 7 p.m. Eastern tomorrow
night. It is
night.
Crunch time, baby. You can either have freedom or not.
You can be one of the last few signers of the first 1,000 pledge, but don't think that just because it reaches 1,000 that you should just not sign up. Keep going. I mean, if it's at 1,000 signers when you go to sign up. Be 1,001. Be 1,020. Because I'm a little concerned, considering the controversy that erupted last weekend with the fake signers coming on board.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little concerned that we're going to have a last-minute drop in the number of signers. So that's why I'm saying, let's just keep pushing. Let's make sure that we can go above 1,000
signers.
Yeah,
I've seen the number go up, I've seen the number go down, and I don't want to see it, us get to 1,000 and have made it, and be like those miners in West Virginia. They're all safe, don't worry. And then, they're dead, sorry.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, that's an awful, terrible letdown, and not to compare it to the miner situation.
So,
I mean, that had to be terrible for that.
We're looking to bring you some good news about the first 1,000 pledge coming on Monday night, but it's not going to happen without your participation. FreeStateProject.org. As we go to the Free State, talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
It's funny you'd mentioned the first 1,000. That's what I was calling about. But if I could, just before I, just a brief thing on the prior two callers that are concerned with health insurance costs,
yeah.
Medicare. If one takes, it's my understanding that if one takes in consideration of all these costs, that smokers actually end up costing less because of the simple fact that they die early.
They die early.
So,
they don't.
So you add in Social Security and all this other stuff. These people aren't even around to be using the medical system.
Nonetheless, though, John, I mean, it would certainly be a lot better if we could just get rid of government health care in the first place, and then none of these would be objections anymore.
Yeah, just shoot all the smokers.
No, come on.
I'm only kidding. The reason that I called.
Yes.
We're on the last show of the year here, and we're approaching New Year's Eve, and, you know, it's occurring to me that some folks are considering this first 1,000 pledge. I'm an early mover. I've been here for almost 3 years. Best thing I've done in my life. There's people that are considering doing this for themselves. But my appeal here is, folks, think about your children and grandchildren. Now, here's something that's interesting that's going to happen. As soon as you get to New Hampshire, you're going to immediately have friends that are almost as close as the family you have. As you've encountered people at these parties that you go to in the holiday season, think of how much reason there is within these groups and how realistic it is in your own state whether you're going to be able to make change. When you get here, the change is immediate. Now, the thing that's really fun is that you begin to have great stories to tell. Whatever role you're playing, some of us smaller, some of us bigger, but they're fun stories to tell.
Speaking of stories to tell, John, imagine being able to tell your grandchildren, whether or not you have them yet, but imagine being able to tell them in the future that you were one of the revolutionaries, one of the nonviolent revolution. You were one of the new, essentially, pilgrims, the new pioneers in America. Telling your kids that you stayed home.
This is exactly the point. It's one of the reasons that I got involved with the Liberty Movement was when I began to have children. I said, you know, it's no longer just about me. It's about the future. And when you have children that's sitting on your knee, dude, I got to tell you, folks out there, I have to tell you, you'll be so proud and they'll be so glad that you're one of the ones. You're going to have stories to share. I just have to say, you know, if you take this pledge, remember, you don't have to do this immediately. You don't even have to complete this in 2007. You have to start getting ready. And you have 2 long years to do it. And these children and grandchildren in the future will be so proud of you, and you'll be so glad. Please take the pledge.
Yeah, I wish I could look at my relatives and say that they did something to fight for freedom, but they didn't. I don't have any respect for them as a result of that.
My friend Lauren sent me a letter from the prison, and I didn't get it until after she was released, and she made an appeal to me to call this radio show because she said, you know, John, she said, you're a sincere guy with a New England accent. Now, I don't know if that affects people much that I happen to have a New England accent, but I'm a native guy. You know, I didn't move far to come to New Hampshire. I can tell folks the culture here is exactly the live free or die, and you know what? I've written to my elected representatives and told them that there's a lot of people, you know, when whatever issues, real ID, the smoking things, there's always something people can do. But when I talk to my state reps or my senators or the executive council, I tell them, please remember, there's a lot of people writing to you, and they refer to General John Stark, who was the one that said, live free or die.
Mm-hmm.
I say, I tell you to please don't look to the past. Look to the future. We're talking about our children and grandchildren.
There you go.
We can restore and reclaim this liberty, and you know what?
But we need to do it together.
It's not even restoring and reclaiming. Here, we're actually still defending it. We still have liberty in New Hampshire.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of big government here now.
There sure is.
The,
we're still defending some where other states don't even have that.
It's true. We've been able to...
normally I say restore and reclaim, but here we actually still have some to defend.
That's true. And
that's one of the reasons. We need people here on the ground and push these numbers up. If we get to 1,000, keep on pushing. My intention is at the very last minute to sign this pledge. I want to leave plenty of room.
You already signed it. We saw your name on there.
Okay. Somebody else put it on. They asked me if I would, and I said, because my computer's crashed.
I see.
I said, my intention is to, the very last minute, put it on, whatever number it is.
You were definitely within the last 100. I can tell you that.
Okay,
John,
well, that
thank you for the encouragement, as always, sir. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. He's right. I mean, New Hampshire has, it is the probably freest state in America right now as we speak.
It certainly has a lot of, you know, it's certainly close to being able to lay that claim. You know, if there's any kind of contention, it's right up there. You know,
and as you
can drive around with no seatbelt, they think that adults in New Hampshire are big boys and girls and can decide whether or not
decisions.
They
yes.
can wear a seatbelt. You can walk around with a gun on your hip if you want. Nobody, very few people do.
But it's possible.
But you can, and that just goes to show that they think that people are big boys and girls and they can make these decisions.
And it not only is it the most free state right now as we speak, but as more people continue to migrate here as part of the Free State Project, it will only get more free in the future. And that's why we want you to be a part of it. 800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Saddam's death coming up. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, FAN.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage.
from the Total Transformation Program. And it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231, Saturday edition. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you enjoy the fact that all the features are free on our website, well, then we ask that you buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Store.freetalklive.com, the place to go. We've got hats, we've got t-shirts, we've got, and of course it's all Free Talk Live branded. There is one product that's not branded Free Talk Live, and that is our Free Marketeer flag, which a lot of people have, it's gotten some critical acclaim.
Really?
A lot of people like these things. And people have been loving the quality of the products in general. It's not cheap crap at store.freetalklive.com. So go and buy some stuff. As we go to the phones and to Kurt in Michigan on the Amplifier line. Hello, Kurt. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Great, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I'd like to there's a couple of short comments before I get to the topic. First one is my perpetual thank you to you guys for sticking your head up in this live-action whack-a-mole game. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you very much.
You're talking about, when you say sticking our head up, you just mean getting on the radio and talking about liberty?
And talking about asking the questions that should be asked that nobody asks.
Yeah,
you're right about that.
You draw the attention to yourself, and thank you. Thank you for, you know, for... And it's also giving me something to listen to that doesn't turn me into a ditto head.
Well, you know, somebody had to do it, Kurt, and it pleases me to be the first, but I hope to not be the last. And what I really would like to see is maybe down the line, as Free Talk Live becomes more successful, maybe some other people taking our example and also creating their own pro-liberty-oriented television and radio programs and doing their own outreach to other areas of the country that we might not happen to be in, or even worse, competing with Free Talk Live. Can you imagine that? Two pro-liberty shows competing?
What I would like to see in that case is how they're going to handle the lawsuit I'm going to slap on them, because I don't want any competition.
Cut it out.
I can only imagine that the competition would make you stronger and better.
Absolutely.
That's what the free market's all about.
Yep. So what else did you have on your mind tonight, Kurt?
The second little thing was when John from New Hampshire said that smokers actually don't cost as much money. I think we should keep that one quiet, only because for the lack of a more radio-friendly term, if the people in Washington get a hold of that, instead of mandating non-smoking, they'll be mandating smoking.
Mm.
So,
That's not bloody likely.
Well, if they know they can make money on it, they don't care the consequences.
I see what you mean.
But I wanted to talk about kind of the stock market.
Sure.
And the influx of many, many more smaller investors. And I'm wondering in my own mind, and I haven't heard anyone talk about it, if that is actually having a negative impact by making the the companies in whom you hold stock less accountable to you. Because if you've got all 200 of your shareholders sitting in front of you, you know, you're going to be a little more conscientious than if 40,000 of them have just perfunctorily mailed in their proxies.
Hmm. It sounds like that to me. Now, what would you? I mean, what do you suppose the answer to that might be? I mean, I don't know.
Well, this is a situation where I think the good far outweighs the bad, because it allows the small investor to actually invest, and they are only limited by the amount of money they have to invest, as the way it should be. But it just seems, like I said, that, you know, it's just like, you know, everybody owns the road, so nobody's accountable. Well, if you got 65,000 stockholders instead of 200, it seems that you can be less accommodating to them, because, you know, I mean, let's face it, most of them just have them as part of their portfolio, and
right,
they're buying and selling and not attending any shareholder meetings. And I'm just wondering,
they could care less how the you know, they're not paying attention to how the company operates or anything like that. It's just a commodity,
right,
to them.
And maybe that's how these CEO pay structures got way out of kilter.
Now, when a company goes public, they get to decide how many shares they have, right?
True.
Yeah,
well, actually, I think it's decided by they decide the value of the number of shares based upon the value that they want each share to be, based upon the value of the company and the percentage thereof that they want to sell.
See, I don't know a lot about the stock market and all that, but it seems to me that if I was running a company, I don't think I would want to go public. I think I like the idea of being a private company. I mean, if you look at the Koch Industries, for instance, it's one of the largest privately owned groups of companies here in the United States. Ed Koch, I believe his name is Ed. Anyway, the guy in charge, Mr. Koch.
I thought Koch had stock.
No, we're not talking about Coca-Cola.
No. Coke Industries, K-O-C-H, Coke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They do a lot of industrial products. They also do, like, paper products, like Bounty and toilet paper and that sort of thing. And they're just a tremendously large company that's run on a totally private basis, and they don't have to be beholden to their stockholders as far as quarterly reports and all that. They can do long-term investing, and if they keep losing money for a few quarters in a row, it's no big deal to them, because they don't owe an explanation to anybody. I don't understand why people want to go public.
But stock, because it gives you the opportunity to get a large influx of cash immediately for expansion, rather than taking it little as the profits come in.
Well, you know, I'm unfortunately, there's an unfortunate to this. The baby boomers are, you know, preparing for retirement. A few, you know, they're just reaching retirement age at the very apex of the baby boomer generation. And they have, you know, they need to make as much money as possible before they get into retirement age, and they'll probably keep some money in stocks and mutual funds, which is stocks essentially, for some time after they retire too. So there's a lot of money that's sort of extra money there, and that's what you know, has been buoying the system. There's going to be a correction at some point, and correction means that you know, these CEO pay structures, they're going to straighten out, and companies are going to be more responsible. But you know, people are going to lose some money in the stock market here.
That's inevitable. I mean, people are always going to lose money. Kurt, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. I don't understand. I mean, if you're that scraping for cash, why would you? Maybe I'm just not enough of a businessman, Mark. I don't understand why I would ever want to take Free Talk Live, were it a corporation, and it's not. But were it a corporation, why would ever want to offer it up to the public?
Well, the reason,
to control.
Here's the reason is, suppose you don't love your job as much as you do love your job.
Yeah.
And somebody essentially, you know, offers you the opportunity to take $100 million for Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
You can say to yourself, yeah, I could take that $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so you say, yeah, I'll stay on for a couple few years. I'll make sure I contract with you to stay on. And it looks good, because the guy who made Free Talk Live what it is staying on as the leader, and it's going
right
public, and you're going to handle it. But it's not your company anymore, and you're not going to handle it like your company anymore. You're going to have made a bunch of money. You're going to have a lot of stock options, but you can cash out anytime you want. You can say, looks like we're getting to the peak. As far as I'm, you know, as far as I can tell here, I've got a lot more information than those people out there have.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll cash in now, get my 100 mil, and take a, you know,
I see.
Take the next train to wherever. And, you know, if I feel like it, if I feel like working again, I'll just start another company.
Got it. So it's a way for people looking at
they're cashing
cash out. Understood. Well, hey, let's go into, since we're talking about business, let's talk about the drug business. We discussed patents earlier this week and how I believe they're just a bad idea and they do nothing but enrich lawyers who understand patent law and do nothing whatsoever to protect inventors. Though somebody could make the claim that, well, Ian, if we didn't have patents, then no one would ever do any research and development. And on its face, sounds like a legitimate claim. But now the General Accounting Office in the government, the American Constitution Society, are reporting that a report by the GAO concludes that current patent law discourages drug companies from developing new drugs. How? Well, it allows them to make excessive profits through minor changes to existing pharmaceuticals. While pharmaceutical research and development expenses have increased by 147% since 1993, applications for approval of new molecular entity, or NME drugs, that is, drugs which differ significantly from others that already exist on the market, have only risen 7%. So, when you actually do a breakdown of the numbers, as it turns out, they're not really making new drugs very much. They're just modifying their existing ones. According to the report, the majority of newly developed medicines are so-called me-too drugs, which are substantially similar to existing drugs, therefore less risky than NME drugs to develop, and which offer, quote, little in the way of therapeutic breakthroughs, unquote. Under existing patent law, these me-too drugs can receive new patents separate from the already existing drugs they are based on, allowing drug companies to make substantial profits without significantly enhancing the quality of drugs available on the market. According to the report, the ability of drug manufacturers to easily obtain patents for minor changes to products or to receive patents exclusively for new uses of existing products have reduced incentives to develop new drugs. So the old idea with patents is you get the patent, it runs out in 10 years, it goes into public domain, other people can compete with you on it.
Right.
Well, now it sounds like what they're doing is they're getting towards the end of their 10 years, they've been sitting back, resting on their laurels, and then they, okay, we'll tinker with the formula a little bit, and they get another patent for virtually the same thing.
Right.
Right. They're really helping people do more research and development, huh, these patents. Hour number two's on the way. Saddam is dead. How do you feel about it? It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.